Hang on to your ego. Hang on, but I know that you're gonna lose the fight.
Hey, you know who that was? That was my kid. And you know what my kid likes? Christmas presents. So if you haven't already, join the Patreon. $5 a month, you get double the episodes. Get twice. The episodes are twice as long on Patreon. And you get some stuff. Like Brent Weinbach was on the last episode, but you wouldn't know that if you only listened to the free version. Patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast. Works out to be like 16 cents a day. So support the show. That's all we get. We don't get any help from All Things Comedy. We don't get hardly any money from advertising. But also, you know, you do hear some annoying ads. And if you don't want to hear them, there's no ads on Patreon either. So patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast, $5 a month. Go to worldrecordpodcast.com. Get some merch. Makes good Christmas presents. If you order it now, you'll get it in time for Christmas. Keep supporting the show. We really appreciate you. We love you. And I hope you enjoy this episode. There's no way you won't, because it's good. All right. Enjoy.
Why don't we have a keyboard anymore? Why did the keyboard?
You know why? Well,
up?
First of all,
it's too hard.
I didn't really like playing it. Second of all, I really did feel bad. I feel like Lizzie was upset about it.
I don't think she was, and that's a bad excuse on your part. Just say the truth.
I just said the truth.
So you'd rather not do it.
I just said that. I said I didn't really like playing it, and also I did feel bad about Lizzie.
If we had a podcast where we sang songs every episode, we'd be at the top of the charts.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah, I don't think those shows do that well.
Aaron doesn't know what he's talking about.
Do they
about.
Have a lot of singing ones?
There's a few. Mm.
Where they come up with their own songs or something, like improv songs?
Yeah, did you ever hear of, am I blown out?
Yeah.
Did you ever hear of Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah.
When they're like... Okay, I'm at the store.
I always wondered,
and I'm gonna buy
I
some
always wondered,
food.
Is that really improv, or no. Did they rehearse that before?
They rehearse.
You think
so? Of course
so?
They do.
The songs with Wayne Brady?
It's a TV production. They can't be there all day.
Because I'm like,
I mean, I'm sure, you know, it's like, I'm sure there's some spontaneity, but it's like, okay, well, you know, they have things prepared, more
well, cause
or less.
Because it's like, you know, the two people that make the music. It's like the one girl with the short hair and then another guy. And I always was like, how did
I thought it was two chicks.
Or maybe it was two chicks. How did they come up with this, like a song on the fly? Like
well,
that,
I
where
mean,
they
they're
can
not
like
doing
coordinate.
Anything musically that's blowing anything.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying they're like, oh, it's country. And they're like, oh, and then they can like play something coherently.
Well, here, I'll do it right now. Well, I mean, they're good musicians.
Well, then, so you're saying that it's not rehearsed then? Now you're saying that it's
well,
improvised.
I'm saying the music part isn't.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought would have to be rehearsed. And then Wayne
it's
Brady
not that
is just
like one of them starts playing like a G chord and a simple kind of progression. Yeah. And then the keyboard player joins in and Wayne Brady goes, "Now you're here in my shoe store, gonna smell your feet." Yeah. I said you're here in my shoe store, gonna smell your feet. Oh. Got some sandals, high heels, got some sneaks. Gonna wear some boots that leak because I like my feet to be wet. And everyone goes, "Oh man, that's crazy."
He wants his feet wet?
I don't know, because the boots leak. I was just improvising.
It's the reason why you weren't on that show. Nobody ever asked you to be on there.
Nobody asks me to do anything. I'm the most
Colin
hated man
and
in
Ryan
show
were
business.
My favorite. Colin's the best.
The most hated man in show business.
Yeah. And take a step back and think about maybe why that is.
Because I tell it like it is.
Most loved over here. Most loved in show business over here. I'm not even in show business and I'm the most loved.
I have to drag you in
amazing?
Here every day. The one thing you do.
Now I know that you say stuff like that to put up. It's a farce, a complete farce.
Oh, yeah. It's a farce, she says. Oh, baby. You put a spell on me. And I took a pee. that urinal of life. On that urinal cake.
See, it's harder than you think it is.
No, it's not. All right, give me a topic.
What are you talking about? Singing on a urinal of life?
Give me a topic.
What?
Yeah, it's called improv. Genius.
Okay, rats. Rats in the house.
Rats in the house? Okay.
Rats in the building.
All right.
Inspired by true events.
Oh, we got rats in the building. Somebody ate all my cheese. It was the rats in the building, yeah. Gonna bring me right down to my knees. The rats. Oh, I hear the rats in the walls and down the halls and in the ceiling. You know how I'm feeling about them rats eating all my cheese and butter, yeah. I hope they not lactose intolerant, because I got a problem with
woman. I wanna ask.
Hey, this guy.
Wait, let me hear him.
Why'd you do that anyway?
You don't
Same
sound like that.
Me. Same as me.
You know, I thought things were fine.
Well, that's probably, you know what? I'm saying let's not swear, and that's probably like a copyrighted song. So there we go. We can't monetize.
I was gonna say, that, whoever's playing the guitar is really good.
It was me. We can't monetize this episode either. None of the YouTube episodes are monetized.
I know, you've told me
and
that.
And then really.
The Brendan Schaub one has like almost 10,000 views.
Yeah, not monetized.
How much money could you make off of a
10,000 views? I don't know, $5. That is something that I don't understand to this day.
So how do YouTube streaming people make so much money?
Because you have to get like hundreds of thousands of views and have tons of
subscribers.
Well, tons of videos. And like if you have like 100 videos and they average like, you know, 500,000 views, yeah. That's some money. I don't know. I mean, but like guys like, you know, PewDiePie.
I mean, he kind of got in on the ground floor, I think.
But he makes, you know, tens of millions of dollars, which I don't
know.
Well,
he's very popular.
We're going down the beehole.
I don't understand streaming still. I just don't understand how a whole industry was like, we'll step aside and let Apple and Spotify give our music away for free.
Well, I'm sure there's a way you can...
Or they have a subscription service and then we get 1/10 of a penny every time somebody plays our song.
I don't know.
I mean, how did that happen?
And well, do the record labels make more money than the artists? That's probably how it happened.
What do you mean?
Like, they negotiated something where the record labels get money, the streaming platform gets money, so who cares about the artists?
I mean, yeah, I don't know. But everybody, like, made fun
of... Well, let's think about it.
Lars Ulrich back in the day about pirating, but it's like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sold 100 million records. Now look at it.
Did you ever see that South Park episode where it's like they're doing what's that the Charles Dickens one where it's like the past, present, future with the ghost? What's that called?
Oh, Dick Lickens.
Christmas Story.
Christmas Carol.
So it's like that, and they're showing because Kyle downloaded something off of like this was like LimeWire, Napster, whatever when it was still illegal.
Oh, I like LimeWire. Like, I like LimeWire.
Yeah, I liked LimeWire.
LimeWire.
And he's like, look at, I'm going to show, like a ghost comes, I'm going to show you what you've done. And it's like, yeah, Lars Ulrich. And he has this massive mansion, a pool, like a gold-plated pool. And he's like, someone downloaded my song.
I know, but also he had that mansion and that pool from album sales.
Right.
And
I mean,
touring.
This was before it is what it is now. This is when people would just download it.
Well, but that's how the media portrayed it. Like, oh, look at this like whiny millionaire. It's like the McDonald's coffee lady.
Yeah, that's an interesting.
Where they're just like, oh, you spilled coffee on yourself, and now you're suing everyone.
Oh, you're mad because your hot coffee's hot. It's like it was literally scalding, and it gave her third degree burns.
Well, but it's you know, the media just has been. This isn't a new thing with the media, you know, lying to everybody constantly.
That's not true.
And that's how the whole Spotify and everything was spun too. Like, oh, poor Lars Ulrich with his mansion, and it's like.
But I don't understand the jump. Where is the jump from LimeWire being illegal to?
I don't know, because
Spotify.
I don't know. That's what is baffling to me.
You should write a book on it. It's interesting.
And then, but it's generationally. Like, it only takes like 10 years to change everything. Like, nobody cares about that now. Like, you know, you people just want to go viral or whatever, but it's like you could make a living.
Well, now it's also not, it's there's not a focus on albums, it's singles, right?
Like, but even that, like, really even singles, people would buy like a 45 record or a cassette of a single.
But what I'm saying is now people make music not for a cohesive album, but for a single that will.
Right, but they're still not making money. Like, they still have to make their money from touring. Like, even if, like, yeah, you get 100 million downloads, maybe you'll get like $1 million, which is like, okay, it's $1 million, but also it's like, why is Spotify and Apple, like, why
are they making a lot of money too?
Yeah.
They're not doing anything.
I don't know. I don't get it.
It's corporate America.
Maybe we should call a record store and ask them.
Yeah, right.
What?
We should. I mean, they're going to get all mad.
Okay, good.
Why are you thinking about streaming? Why did we get
well? Just the YouTube thing too, where it's just like everybody, you know, you're creating.
Well,
like
I remember when YouTube didn't have any ads.
The payment thing of, you know, just where it's like, okay, you get 0.01 cent, and we decide who can monetize and who can't.
Yeah, yeah.
And like. You know, and yeah, if you get a million views,
so,
then you'll
so
get like $1,000.
Is that like the part of tech that's not regulated?
Nothing's regulated.
Nothing's regulated on the internet like that?
Uh-uh.
Like,
well, I mean, they're
isn't regulated
regulating themselves now because there's collusion between the crooked government and the tech companies, but where it's like if you say anything that's not in line with the official narrative, you just get taken down. And also Google... Like, if you search certain things, it's going to bury, it's going to hide things.
Did you see everyone was saying that they're going to execute 15,000 Iranian
Yeah, that's
protesters.
A lie, too. How can they?
And I was thinking that, too. I'm like, they all they have them in their possession, and they're just going to shoot them all?
I guess, but in that case, and that goes along with what I've been saying for years, it's like they're talking about, okay, there's going to be 8 billion people on Earth. And it's like, whatever, there's 7 billion of us. I've been saying this since there was 7 billion.
There are 8, actually. We just passed 8.
Okay.
Jesus.
Two days ago.
So, but I've been saying this for over 10 years. It's like there's literally billions of us. There's like 100 people screwing everything up for us. Just go get them. Get, like, it's like, yeah, some of us will die if you storm, you know, all the billionaires and government. Oh, January 6th, though, you can't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why they did that, is to, like,
you can't
vilify
walk into
revolution.
You can't walk into the Capitol building.
Yeah. You can't walk in
can't
there
do
and
that
take pictures.
Yeah.
That was a funny thing Norm MacDonald pointed out. He tweeted a picture of, like, the deadly insurrection. He said, I like how the rioters are staying within the velvet ropes while they're going through the place.
Yeah, like that's how crazy and violent it was, is they're still following some rules.
Well, you can't say that. They'll take the YouTube video down.
I'm saying I like how they've followed the rules.
I like polite rioters.
Polite Riot. That's a good name.
For Dadu Nainai.
Dadu Nainai. Did I tell you a friend of mine had a baby? Not really a friend. A girl who's older than me.
What do you mean she had a baby?
She had
a baby. For dinner? She had a baby for dinner?
She birthed a son and named him Riot.
Okay. Well, is she a punk rocker or something?
Her husband is, I guess. Thrash. K Thrash.
And Downs.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's K Thrash? That's his name?
That's his name on Instagram. I don't know. He's like a singer.
Are you supposed to say that though? No, because now you're outing them.
I don't think in any way it's on their Instagram. It's not secret knowledge.
But
I don't think she'll ever hear this.
Are they famous?
I don't think so.
Well, but when our fans start messaging them and saying awful things.
Well, don't say awful things to them. It's just a silly name for...
They're just being funny.
For a child.
No. It's a cool name because there's not going to be 100 of them.
Riot.
There's not going to be 100 kids named that at their school.
You're annoying.
I'm not annoying.
Yeah, you are. New thing that Brendan thinks is funny is calling me his mom's name to make me feel bad and insult me.
No.
That's a fun thing to do.
It's an honest mistake.
Mm-hmm.
May I help you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm here with my son, Hellman.
Hi.
And we were just talking about, I still buy records and stuff, and I love your guys' store. But he was asking me about, like, streaming, like, Spotify and stuff. And how does that, I don't really have an answer. I thought maybe someone at a record store would know. Like, how is that legal? How did that become legal? Because people used to sell records, and they would make a lot of money if you were a popular artist from your record sales. But now, like Apple Music and Spotify, they just, you
know,
only make like
was?
A half, a tenth of
you
a penny.
You know what was the bridge between LimeWire and Spotify? iTunes.
Okay.
I forgot about iTunes, right, lady?
Oh, yes.
What do you think?
They pay for like rights to stream it, and then they get money from streams.
Right, but they get like what, like one tenth of a penny per stream, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, they would make maybe like, I'm trying to think like numbers wise, like I don't even think a dollar per album.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. Because, you know, it went to, like, their management and then the people that made it, producers, all that type of stuff. Yeah, they weren't making, like, half of what was being sold or anything like that, you know?
So do you think artists are making more money now that they're not selling albums?
I mean, yeah, because for one song in particular, they could get over a million streams in, like, a day versus, like, selling a million records.
Okay.
Total. That's true. And yeah. It can reach, I guess with TikTok too, it can reach a much wider audience.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So there, put that to, my dad is a dope.
What do you mean a dope? I just, as I said, I didn't understand.
Well, now you do.
Yeah, I mean, it is, it's kind of a, I mean, because it's, how do they even track it all? But I mean, there's obviously a way, but it's hard for us to really, you know, yeah, they can, they'll go on the streaming services, you know, I guess that's why when people started downloading illegally, there was no way to track it. So that's when artists were losing money, when you download it illegally, because it's like, there's no
and
way
to put it
to
on a
show.
CD, give it to a friend, then they can download it,
make it copies and all that stuff. So
that's what I used to do.
Yeah.
Do you have any customers?
Me too.
Are there any customers in there now?
Yes, we have two right now.
Can you do me a favor and make an announcement to them and say, attention, all you unemployed losers, for the next 10 seconds, all records are 10% off.
Oh, my God.
And then count to 10.
No, they'd have no more business.
Yeah. No, one is he takes breaks in the morning, so he's here.
Okay.
So he's working, technically.
Does he have a beard?
Yeah.
He has a beard. I knew it.
Yes.
Does everybody have a beard there?
No.
Okay. What's the album you're playing?
Do you have
there?
To know? Do you have to like know a lot about music to work at a record store? Like, so if someone comes and asks you something, you have to know what the obscure artist is or what the music sounds like.
It's preferred, obviously, but it's not necessarily criteria. We've had employees in the past that aren't very knowledgeable. They're just great workers, but they're. You know, they learned more about music by being here.
Do they drug
test?
Do they
test? Like music?
Yeah.
No, we don't.
Oh, I thought they would give you a test that if you don't test positive for at least weed, they fire you.
You right. have to be high at work.
Yeah, you have to
Our
be
boss
high.
Is actually straight edge. So.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the best job to be high at, right?
Right.
Yeah. Do you do any live events there?
We have in the past. We haven't done any in about almost a year. But but yeah, we'll probably get back to it. It was, I think we were just kind of testing it to see how it worked, and it worked well, but it didn't necessarily boost our sales. So we're just kind of like here and there. I mean, if we get another, if we get offered again, we might, you know, say yes to it.
Have any of these awful comedians around town approached you about doing a live comedy night there?
No, not yet.
Oh. just wait. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're a fairly new store, right?
Yeah, we've been here about a year and a half.
Okay. And what was the live event you did there?
I couldn't remember the band. It was kind of a younger, like, Gen Z crowd.
Oh.
I don't know what band it was, yeah.
Did anybody buy anything?
Yeah, they did, but mostly drinks. We sold drinks here.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, not cocktails, but, like, sodas and stuff like that, waters.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be good if you advertise like a shot. Did you ever see that show Supermarket Sweep?
Yes.
If you like did a contest where people could go in there and like throw as much stuff in a shopping cart as they
can. As many records as they could get.
In like a minute or 2 minutes.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
I was wondering.
I'd be a little worried for the records.
Yeah.
What's the deal with Supermarket Sweep? It's just whoever gets the most amount, like whoever has the highest total.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Than the other.
I feel like that's easy to do. You just got to go to where the expensive stuff is.
Well, that's what they would do.
All the crazy, like, expensive stuff was, like, in certain further parts of the area, of the market.
I just remember, like, the old Supermarket Sweep, and they would all run, and there would be, like, 10-gallon jugs of laundry detergent they would always get.
But I guess then you have to fill up your cart, so you don't want to get too many big things, because then you can't get a bunch of...
I think you can keep getting new carts. Well, we'll do that.
Yeah, it was something like that. I haven't watched it in a long time.
It always looked like a lot of fun to me. Like, I really want... That seems like something that would be fun.
Running around a store and just grabbing stuff.
And just putting your arm through and just knocking it all into the cart. That's what everybody wants to do.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we have friends at Darklight Productions who do Urkel's House. And maybe they could do... maybe we could do a show where people come in and do, like, Supermarket Sweep, but with records.
My boss would probably say no to that. Only because... Because
he's straight edge?
Because of that. And also just because the value of the records go down if they get dinged or bent corners, stuff like that.
Well, people keep them.
Right.
Or we just put prop records in there. We'll have to talk to Darklight.
Yeah.
The guys over at Darklight. They have a pay elevator.
Yeah, and you don't
want to
just have someone run around and break all the records.
Right.
You know?
Well, maybe that's...
But if you're in a hurry and you're, like, frantic, chances are you might.
Well, what if part of the thing is...
You can't damage them.
You have to do it really fast, but you have to be careful with them.
And if you dent any corners or anything, then that, you have to pay for that.
Yeah, then you get dinged.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
The show could be called Record Breakers.
Mmm. Yeah, but you have to be really, like, careful. And you have to pick, like, maybe... ones that are expensive or
and they guess on like how much is this original pressing of Iggy and the Stooges Funhouse?
Yeah,
$50, $100, or whatever.
What's playing in the background there?
We're actually listening to the Dazed and Confused soundtrack.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's like just a comp.
It's loud.
Is that like John Spencer Blues Explosion or something?
Yeah. I don't know. It does sound like that, but I'm not too sure if it's them.
How old are you?
I'm 35.
35. Okay.
You know a lot.
So you know what's going on.
You know a lot more than
you're not just some kid.
Comes with age, you know.
Some gum chewing teenager.
No, I'm saying you know a lot for being 35. I feel like this guy over here is like 50 and he's like knows probably less than you actually.
I could work at a record store. I know a lot.
Yeah, I'm surprised
you
never did.
Yeah.
Oh, no offense.
I
worked at a video store.
I did too. I worked at Blockbuster. Wait, where did you work? Did you work at a video store?
Me? No.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, you said same difference. That's what
I said. Oh, I said same but diff.
Yeah,
records and videos.
I loved working at
video stores.
Me too. I think they're going to come back.
Yeah.
Like record stores.
Well, there's still like a boutique-y kind of thing to it. Do you remember the video store next to Gelson's? Video no. Journeys? That was the last one.
We used to go there all the time. We'd go and get like cool foreign movies, scary movies. We just, oh, this looks cool. And then you'd rent a bunch of them and...
Just a good experience to get out of the house and wander around a store.
I loved the video store.
Also, another good high activity. Get high, go to the record store, still do that.
Yes.
Get high, go to the video store. That was a good way to kill up to 2 hours.
I guess now it's like, well, you know, I do think that it's going to make a comeback. Physical copies of, I think all the streaming stuff, you know, with the HBO guy who like deleted a bunch of stuff off of HBO.
I
think people are starting to be like, yeah, it's important to have a physical copy of something instead of just having everything streaming.
Stream, yeah.
Maybe we should invest. Maybe we could do that where the Mathnasium was.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
All right. Well, thanks for entertaining us. What was your name?
Yeah. My name's Musette.
Ooh, Musette. Are you French?
Musette, yeah. It is a French name, but I'm not French.
Oh, it's pretty.
Musette. Well, maybe we'll come in.
Musette, it's like a play the musette, play the tuneful oboes. It's a instrument. A musette.
I'm not familiar with that song.
This is what is it? Wait. Il est né le divin enfant. It's a French Christmas carol.
There you go.
Jouer à bois, raisonner, musette. It's an instrument for sure.
I believe it.
Well, maybe we'll come in, maybe just soft pitch the idea to your boss about record breakers where people come in and grab a bunch of records, like supermarket sweep.
That is a good idea.
And then see if he's open to starting an awful comedy show there.
Okay, Musette is like an accordion.
Oh, wow.
You didn't know that your whole life?
You never knew that.
I didn't. I wasn't named after that. I mean, it was a cartoon my mom named me after.
Oh, what cartoon?
Musette.
Oh,
that's a car. Yeah. I never heard of it.
I'll look it up.
Oh, it's French.
Go look
so,
up.
So your mom smokes pot too.
Yeah.
Look up the Christmas cool carol. Il est né. He is born. He is born the divine Christ child. They talk about musettes. There you go. That's a little music knowledge for you.
Yeah. Thank French you.
French Christmas carol.
The more you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk to our friends at Dark Light Productions about the show. And Dark Light Productions is in it's in this tall building in Studio City, and they have a pay elevator. Have you seen one of those yet?
They have a what?
It's a pay elevator where you have to swipe your debit card.
If you like, let's say you work on the 14th floor, it's going to be like $1.50. But if you work on the 8th floor, it'll be like 25 cents.
Yeah.
Wow.
They started that after COVID. Because people weren't in the office.
Yeah, they're trying to make money back from parking and now elevator swipes.
Whoa. Yeah. So now if you have to go to the top floor in a really tall building, it could cost you, like, especially if you work up there and you have to come up and down a bunch of, like, for lunch or whatever, because it's each floor just charges you. So it's could cost you $20 a day.
And I think also if it's, like, lunchtime, if it's, like, busy time, then they double the price or something.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then
like
you
can surge pricing,
but they do validation at the front desk sometimes.
Wow.
You can get a ticket and then they'll validate it, and then you won't have to.
I think
if you work
a full 8 hours day, then they comp you. I think, but if you clock out any earlier, if you leave earlier, then they won't.
That is intense.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Ask. Yeah, tell people. It just started a few months ago, and it's crazy. I was like. I didn't understand at first when I went to a building. Dark Light Productions. We'll let you go. You sound busy over there.
All right. You guys have a great day.
Au revoir, okay. Musette.
Au revoir.
Bye-bye.
Au revoir.
Look at that song.
We should... she should be a friend of the show.
I like her. She's cool.
Yeah.
Should we call
Aaron
her back?
Aaron has a crush on her even.
Oh, yeah. Aaron's over there.
You bet. She's probably cute, don't you think?
Probably, yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
Supermarket sweep, you can only take 5 items of each.
Yes.
And if you make a mess, you're penalized, so.
Okay.
But if you make a mess.
There has to be rules. I just didn't know.
What if you make a mess in your pants?
I think that's free, as
always. What if you're running and you grab an X-Lax, and then you take it, and then you shit along the grocery aisle?
Then Leslie Jones is going to be pissed.
Wait, is that still on?
As far as I know.
Did it? Yeah, like, did it even start?
Yeah, it came out for sure.
But it was on some weird, what was it on?
It was on ABC.
Oh, well, that's a weird channel.
Yeah.
What's the name of the stupid song? Should we call her back and say,
and play
see
it?
If she wants to be on the, okay, yeah, let's find the song.
Yeah, sure.
And then we'll tell her she's on a podcast.
Okay, wait, go to YouTube, just YouTube.
Yeah, I'm on YouTube.com.
IL space EST space NE.
I thought you were going to say the N word.
Carol, Christmas Carol.
Enfin, Divine Enfin?
Yeah, Divine Enfant. Devin Enfin.
Il est né le divin enfant. Jouez à bois, résonnez musette. Il est né le divin enfant. Chantons tous. Here's Edith Piaf. That'll be better.
Bear.
Shh. I think Aaron got me picking my nose for the first time ever.
He was born in a stable bear.
Il est né le divin enfant. Jouez au bois, résonnez.
I don't know. Should we play that for
no,
her?
No, do like a chorus one. Do like a choir one.
Okay, hold on.
I'd like to share with you one of my personal favorites, a traditional French Christmas carol entitled Il est né le divin enfant.
Who's this little
It means
slut?
He is born, the
Sounds
heavenly
like
child, and celebrates
I mean,
the birth
like
of Jesus after a wait
maybe.
Of 4,000 years.
Ugh.
Chantons tous un ave nous.
All right, Notre Dame Midnight Mass.
Yeah, that's a good one. That'll be a good one.
Il est né le divin enfant.
Oh my God. Yeah, play.
So that they just said her name there.
Yeah, Musette. This is my favorite part. Oh, maybe it's different than what I did. You know what? Look up Il est né.
Listeners, this is a podcast still.
I was going to say, I thought we did it at Candlelight. Look up Il est né Candlelight.
All right. Il est né, what?
Never mind. Just pick one and call her back.
Candlelight.
That's something I'm interested in because I think we did that when we sang at Disneyland for Candlelight.
This is it.
Suck, suck, suck and lick your butthole.
Oh, wow. Sing it.
Jesus is gay.
Don't say, I can't say that.
This is better. A little bit faster. Jesus is not gay.
So what if Jesus was gay?
He was born.
Jesus was trans.
On bed of straw, he sleeps so
His sadly. Real name was Jesse. He's
Jesse.
Born a girl. Don't dead name him. Jesse Christ.
Well, he's trans substantiation.
What's that mean?
The body and the blood of...
Yeah, see, now they do it in English. Play the tuneful oboes. Now is born the divine Christ child. Carol sang and he joys this day. They're not doing my favorite part. He was born. That's a good one, though. Play that for her.
Okay.
He was born
also,
in a stable bear.
When that call started... you were his 10-year-old son.
Yeah, I know. And then it's
you
switched.
Used to download music.
Yeah, I switched.
Illegally and worked at Blockbuster.
I was wondering if she caught on to that, but she didn't say anything.
Yeah, who cares? She's having a good time.
She seemed really cool.
She's probably high off her dick.
You probably would take her out for dinner. I know you would.
Maybe. Let's go there after the podcast.
See, look, it pays for me to be in choir. Now she knows that there's a song,
right.
A Christmas French Christmas carol with her fucking name in it.
Okay, chill out. See if she likes. She probably doesn't like the 1975.
Record Store, may I help you?
Hey, is this Musette again?
Yes.
Hey, we found this song with your name in it.
Oh, nice.
Do you want to hear it?
I feel like I've heard it before, but go for it.
Oh.
We'll just play it anyway.
In case.
Wait, let it listen.
Oh, no, I haven't listened to this one.
It's easy to miss it. Hold on. It's like the second verse. Did you hear it?
Resonate
music. Okay. We just wanted to play it for you.
Yeah. Well, because really it takes me back to when I used to sing in choir, and I just remember that song. I liked singing that one.
And we have to tell you something else. This is a podcast, too. Is it okay if we put you on the podcast? It's not live.
I was like, this has to be like some prank call or something right now.
it's like a gray area between prank call. Well, it was a real call.
It but, was. He really wanted to call a record store.
It was
to
under
see
false
if
pretenses.
Got it. What podcast is this?
It's called the World Record Podcast.
Oh, very cool. Hopefully my information was correct, or else I will sound.
Well, it's fine. You have a good attitude.
You sound very knowledgeable.
Yeah. Well, we like you because you. Yeah. Sometimes we call a lot of people, and sometimes people
are not very nice.
Aren't nice. And when we find someone who's nice, we just send
record store people in general.
yeah. Sometimes they get, if you tease them, they get real mad.
Yeah.
They get real uptight. Yeah.
They are better than comic book store people.
That's what I'm thinking of. Comic store people take themselves very seriously.
Well, it depends. But we had a girl, there's a girl named Phoenix who was nice to us when, I think we were being pretty silly in the call.
Yeah.
But she was like, had a good attitude. So we got tickets. She wanted to go see that band in 1975.
Oh, cool.
And we got her, like, front row tickets to that.
So we're not all bad.
So it pays to be friends with us. So maybe we'll call you back. I mean, listen to the podcast or don't. Maybe that's better.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't. Maybe you don't listen to it.
All righty. I will listen.
And then now you're a friend of the show, like it or not.
Awesome.
Okay. Maybe we'll call you back some other time.
Okay. Bye, yeah, Musette.
Sounds good. I'll be here. I'm here Monday through Friday.
Okay.
Awesome.
You guys have a good one.
Okay, bye. You too.
Bye.
Wait, what? You want to suck my what?
Jay, she's going to hear this. She's not some sort of sex object.
Okay.
Women don't live to serve, you know, to service you and suck you off. I do like to suck, though.
All right.
Now I just try to make Aaron laugh.
She's going to listen to the podcast. I just make Aaron laugh.
Laren,
that's a good name.
Laren. We should have named our son Laren. Swear, I took the kids to the park, and the mom, I can't remember what her second son's name was, and it was insane. It was like, it was so crazy. When I heard it, I was like, that can't be a real name, and then I forgot what it was. But she was yelling at her toddler who was running into the parking lot, and she was going, Hawthorne! Hawthorne! We have to go get your brother Laren, or whatever the brother's name was. I was like, Hawthorne? That's a crazy name.
There was a guy one time with a dog, and he was, I wanted to kick the guy in the head. I think it might have been in New York. And he was, he's like, Kerouac, Kerouac.
There's the little pup, the pet store down the street from Modern Eats has a puppy. You know, the guy takes
Yeah.
Puppy's name is Moby.
Yeah.
He's so cute.
Moby owns a vegan place near us, and all the waiters who work there look like Moby.
Yeah, they all have...
Which has to be intentional. That place isn't open yet. We should call that place.
They're all bald and have glasses.
Yeah.
We should ask if it's a requirement to work there, if you have to look like Moby.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. I haven't been there in a while.
It's fine.
It's just, I get the vegan thing, but it's like just...
I'm vegan.
Can you just make vegetables? Like, I don't like the fake meat thing. I think that's weird. And I think it takes away from the point of being vegan. Like, my friend was vegetarian and she ate loaves of bread. It's like, isn't vegetarian, aren't you supposed to be eating vegetables? I mean, I'm one to
talk. Ask this person when they answer.
Okay. That damn heater got me all dried out. Maybe they're not open yet.
It says they're open.
Maybe they're busy.
Wait, this place is close to us. It's close to our house. Never even heard of this.
I'm sorry. The person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
Slow down.
Please try your call again
later. Chill out, bitch.
Goodbye.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, that reminds me. I was at I went to CVS to get some stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, minding my own business. And I'm like looking, you know, I got some stuff that I needed. And I was like looking at the vitamins. And then this like woman who works there, I guess, because she had on like a fucking CVS shirt. She's like, can I help you? And I'm like, do I look like I need help? What are you talking about? If I needed help, don't you think I would ask for it? And she's like, I'm just, you know, here to help if you need help. And I was like, you know, I got in close because there was like this old lady near me and I didn't want to offend her because, you know, I'm like totally like respectful.
You respect your elders.
I respect older people, you know, because like I have a grandma and if anybody ever like said fuck or cunt or anything near my grandma, I would lose it and I'd fucking tear their head off, shit down their neck.
Okay.
So I lean into this bitch who works at CVS and I'm like, you're the one who's going to need some fucking help if you don't get out of my face right now. You got 3 seconds.
Wow.
And she was like, what? And I was like, one, two. And she like just kind of like started backing up.
Yeah. You know what I would have done if I were you?
Well, let me finish. And I was so pissed. I like, because then I'm like, you know, I'm just here, you know, buying stuff. I'm giving your store business, number one, customer's always right, number two.
Right.
And I was just so pissed off that she pulled that shit. Like, it's like a power trip she was on. Yep. And I was just so pissed. I just like punched the wall super hard, like over by where the people wait for their prescriptions and put a big hole in the fucking drywall.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if I were you, if I were a man and a lady, stupid bitch came up to me and was like, can I help you? I'd be like, yeah, come here. Can you help me get this? And then I'd grab her hand and stick it down my pants. I'd be like, you can help me with this, bitch.
Oh, okay.
Like rubber.
If you were a guy.
Yeah, if I were a guy and I had a penis, I'd like have a girl, like I'd be holding her arm, but I'd be moving it up and down. So it would,
oh, so it would be feeling handy.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. And then she'd be like, ah!
Yeah.
And then I'd smack her. Shut up.
So yeah. Instead of being angry, you'd sexually assault her.
That's yeah. It's I mean, all it's part anger, of anger. Yeah.
It's power.
Okay.
What would you do, Aaron? You wouldn't have. You wouldn't take her hand and stick it down your pants.
Aaron would drop to his knees and start sucking whatever they pulled out of their pants.
No. I would like to put CVS on blast, if I may.
Okay. Well,
what about their long
receipts?
Put it
on blast in a form of what would you do to one of their employees physically?
If it's about their long receipts, save it.
No. Ruby was sick last week, and so Friday morning we tried to take her to an urgent care, and they have them in CVS's now.
Yeah.
We got there and they were like, you need to make an appointment and we're all full for today. And I was like, well, this is neither urgent nor care.
Right.
Fuck you. And we left.
And so then what'd you do to her? The lady that told you that.
I walked.
Wait. I can't hear what Aaron's going to say. What did you do?
You know, I walked away like really mad because I hadn't eaten breakfast yet.
And then did you turn around and fucking give it to her? Like,
yeah.
Say, listen.
Yeah. She saw me storm out.
And you said, listen,
and you pulled out her pants.
Yeah, you walk over there and you listen. Say, listen, two fingers into her anus. Yeah. Bend over and pull down your pants. I'm your doctor now, bitch. She's like, well, excuse me. Like, you pushed her into one of the rooms, locked the door, and you're like, hold on, honey. Give me a minute. I'm going to teach this bitch a lesson.
Yeah.
Because Ruby was there, so you're like, bitch. And then you go in there and you fucking yank her pants down and start giving her an exam.
Yeah. It's like, go ahead, scream your head off. No one can hear you.
She's like, ah! That's terrible.
I did that. There was this dog. There has been dog shit on our front lawn. And I'm like, I want to see who the fuck is doing this.
Here, turn the.
And I saw on the Ring camera the dog who was doing it. And I came out, I ran outside. And I like just clocked their owner, knocked them the fuck out. One punch. Didn't even say
anything.
Just
fucking like blindsided.
I just ran out and they're like, hey,
sucker punch.
Yeah, I clocked them, hit them right on the button, her. And then the dog was like trying to bite me and I grabbed it by its neck and I held it down and I fucked the dog in the ass.
What?
Yeah.
And then did you smush, while you're fucking it, did you smush its face in its own shit?
Yeah.
That's what I would have done. Seal the deal.
Well, I guess the way I had sex with it.
Mm-hmm.
Doggy style.
That must be why they call it.
The shit
that must
face.
Be why they call it doggy style, yeah. Because you fuck them from behind and then put shit on their face.
Uh-huh.
That's how I've always done it.
So,
Well, good. I mean, I'm glad that we're all, we stand up for ourselves and we don't take any shit.
That's the message of this podcast. Don't take any shit from anyone.
Someone steps up to you or tells you that your sick kid can't be seen. You've got another thing coming.
Yeah, stupid. Yeah, what else should we call? Mm. Oh, lingerie?
I guess. He was born in a stable bare. On bed of straw, now he sleeps so soundly. He was born in
Okay, this is still a podcast.
There.
Why don't you tell us an interesting
Bowing
story?
Bowing homage to him now. Did I ever tell you this candlelight with John Stamos?
No, I don't
so
know.
So candlelight, it's like a Christmas celebration thing at Disneyland where like 10 choirs come together. It's like 500 people singing, and then there's one actor, usually a famous actor, that like narrates the story of Jesus. So one year it was John Stamos.
Once upon a time, there was a manger in the North Star.
It was John Stamos, who's like so handsome. And fun fact, you know the show he was on, Full House? You know this, Aaron, how they have twins, Nikki and Alex?
Yeah.
On the show? Yeah. That's Blake and Dylan, and they were in choir with us. Dylan was in choir with us, okay. And Blake did tech. So Dylan was there. And everyone, like, in our choir is all excited, like, can we get Dylan to go say hi to John Stamos? Because, like, he was on Full House with him, whatever.
Yeah.
For some reason, it didn't end up working out, which was annoying. And then I was standing next to my friend
Why
Sophia.
Why wouldn't he go say hi to him if
I don't
he
know.
With him?
It was like, I don't know.
Maybe
it was
he's
just,
lying. That's
could,
why.
You're they have the class twins. Look it up. Look at the twins. Blake and Dylan Toomey Wilhoit. Okay?
I hate that name. If I met their Toomey, parents.
Toomey Wilhoit. It's a hyphenated.
Yeah.
Blake and Dylan. Anyway, so then we're performing, and me and my friend Sophia, who is just a total menace, and she's crazy, we're put next to each other because we're the same height. And John Stamos is like
height.
Sort of directly in front of us.
Yeah.
And the whole time, he was talking, we were going, John, 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 trying to get him to turn around. John Stamos, John, but he never ended up turning around. And the people in front of us were turning around like, shh, like, shut up. And it was really fun.
Who were the people in front of you in your choir?
I don't know, different people. And there was like older people, like in alumni choirs and all kinds of different people. Mm. But they were getting annoyed with us because we kept trying to get John Stamos to turn around and look at us.
Here, I'll tell this place I'm John Stamos and you be trying to get my attention.
Okay. See, Aaron liked that story. It was really funny.
Why wouldn't they answer the phone?
And then I think the year after we graduated, pitch. Guess who hosted it? Chris Hemsworth. Oh my God, I would
Who's that?
Die. Thor.
Hello.
Oh, hey, how's it going? Are you guys busy over there? It rang like 100 times. Phone rang.
I was on the other line.
Oh, okay.
How can I help you?
That's great. I'm. This is John Stamos. The actor, and I was going to come in to get some lingerie.
John.
And I just wanted to make sure
John.
That, like, I could have, that I could have,
John.
That it would be, that I could have privacy
John.
While I'm there. Somebody, there's a fan.
Yeah, of course.
No, I don't need everybody to get kicked
John.
Out of the store.
Oh my gosh, is that John Stamos? John!
I don't need everybody to get kicked out of the
Look
store, but
here,
I just
John.
Don't want to draw attention to. Hi, I don't want to draw attention to myself.
John.
Because I'm.
No problem.
John. John. Hello?
Do you have
John.
Like
John.
Set like fleshlights and stuff
John.
Like that too?
Yes, of course.
John.
Okay, and there wouldn't be a problem. I'm
yes.
gonna. Do you take cash? Because I don't want any
John.
Paper trail for.
John.
Of course. We,
Hello,
yes, we take
John.
Cash. We're very discreet. We're very professional.
John Stamos.
Been around the business.
Oh, my God. John Stamos.
Years.
John Stamos, look over here.
And,
do you have a lot of celebrities come in
Stamos.
There?
John Stamos. Oh, my God. It's John Stamos. John Stamos. John.
Okay.
You get a lot of...
why don't you come on in?
Well, I need to get rid
John.
Of this.
John. John.
Woman's been following me.
John Stamos, I'm your biggest fan.
Yeah.
Turn around. Okay. Can I please get a picture, John?
Well, she sounds like she's right next to you. So,
she's, yeah, right. Yeah, I have a really good phone. I'm
John!
We get these iPhones. The
John!
celebrities get iPhones before they come out. And this one has like a universal microphone or something.
John!
Unidirectional okay. microphone.
All right.
So I guess it picks up the...
If this truly is you, I know the young ladies who worked on your TV show with you.
Oh, okay.
My daughter has done a few events with them, and
was she
they're
in
absolutely
hair?
Young girl.
What department was
I'm
she
sorry?
In?
Sorry?
What department was
John!
She in?
John!
My daughter is a little girl.
John!
Well...
Oh, she's an actress?
John! John yep. Stamos.
Oh,
anyway,
okay.
But we know the Gulf Fairy. We know the twins
John.
That worked on your TV show.
Oh, the...
Apparently, you're very good friends with...
The boys?
Like,
The boy twins?
No, little girl.
John!
Oh. No, little girl.
Oh, okay.
John! John! Please, okay. John Stamos. Come here.
Okay. Okay, then I get...
John Stamos,
I know I can trust you
then. On the phone! Turn around.
Yes, we're very discreet. We're very
get over here. Are you talking to a sex store?
To doors if no one's here,
John
okay.
Stamos.
Oh,
oh my God. John Stamos is talking to a sex shop.
No, I'm not.
He's trying to buy a fleshlight.
No.
I heard him say fleshlight. Okay. I know. He said fleshlight.
Oh.
Okay, this is
John Stamos.
Okay, doctor.
Need a fleshlight?
I'm on the phone with my doctor. Do you want to hear? Doctor, hold on.
John Stamos.
Carpal tunnel syndrome, and I'm talking to my doctor about a prescription.
Oh.
Doctor, will you just tell this woman?
Oh my
that
God!
I'm talking
hello.
To
is this did is this John? Did he ask you for a fleshlight? That's crazy.
It's my doctor. Doctor, can you just tell her that you're a doctor, please?
Hello.
This is a doctor's office. I don't know who you are, and I'm not going to discuss anything with you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, that's just so funny. I thought he was talking about some sort of sex.
No.
I don't know. He wanted a fleshlight or something.
Thank you, doctor.
I'm such a big fan. Thank you, doctor.
Well,
I'd
be honored to have you come in. The conversation is a little bizarre with this woman yelling in the background. And if this is not you, then I don't understand the value
of this.
Wait,
is this still
call,
a doctor?
Okay,
if this
thank
isn't
you.
The if this I'll, really is a I do pornography,
thank you.
I do porno
okay.
films.
Thank you.
And
yeah.
if you're looking
I'll
for a model
you,
or someone to demonstrate.
Someone to demonstrate.
The sex toys do like a live demonstration.
Yeah, that was a good one. She
Who's
knows
the little
John
girl
Stamos?
That she's talking about. Mary-Kate and Ashley?
I mean, I don't know.
What are the twins that
she
she's
said
about?
Project, some projects. It wasn't necessarily that show.
Oh.
Maybe he's on, like, I don't know. What the hell else? He's
I
probably been on, like, five network
I
shows that
know.
You don't even know about.
He's very handsome, though, I'll tell you what. And then after, so...
He bangs a lot of beef.
Good for him. I mean, he should. It's kind of what he's on this earth.
I wish I had a life like that.
That's what
Brad
he's on
Pitt.
Earth. What else? Why else would God make someone who looks like
you know what
him
I think?
If
I started,
not to please women?
If I started working out when I was young and was in good shape, maybe I could have.
No.
You know.
You don't look like John Stamos, honey.
I used to be good looking.
But get this. So between, we do two performances of Candlelight. Between then, you go into like...
Kind of
where you
yeah.
get the hat, where they show Steamboat Willie, I think, but behind it, it's an actual theater where you can sit.
Oh, and then you sit in the toilet and everybody
No,
shits.
And then we were doing this thing, I think I've talked about it on the podcast before, where someone who works for Disneyland would walk by and we'd see their name tag, you know, it says James or something, mm-hmm. and we'd talk to them, and then they'd be on the other side of the theater, and we go, James! And like, look away, and then yeah. we'd watch them and laugh as they're trying to figure out who's calling their... Who's yelling at them? That yeah. was the that was the funniest shit we did.
Yeah.
And then all my friends were doing huffing dust on the way to competitions.
What does that do for you?
It gets you high for like 10 seconds, I guess. It gets like...
Hey, is this a bra store?
It is a bra store. How can I help you?
Well, I'm looking to get a bra for my mistress, I guess you would call her.
Okay.
And what's the, like, largest bra? What's the biggest bra you have there, I guess?
We go to a 48 band. Do you have a sense of her size?
What's the biggest bra you've ever seen?
That is a question that feels like you're kind of pranking me.
No. I'll put her on the phone.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi. We're asking about bra sizes. Yes. Do you have a sense of your size?
I think I'm somewhere around a 40 band.
Oh yeah.
She's got long boobs.
Well,
yeah, but I've had a few kids and
they're long.
Yeah, I breastfed for a long time, so now they're just kind of long. But you know,
yeah,
how that goes.
Yeah.
A loaf of bread.
You just need to fill up the cup. That's not an issue. We have go up to a 40.
I mean, that's not necessary. Saying that
go to a K,
it's not necessary to say they look like a loaf of bread. I get it. I mean,
two loaves.
But you don't have to say that. Is what I'm saying.
Well, she needs to know. She said.
She says it doesn't matter. She says as long as it fits.
She asked. She said, "Can you describe her breasts at the beginning of the call?"
And yeah, I did not say that at all.
I don't. I believe you, ma'am. I believe you, ma'am.
And she asked if,
she said, does she have dip can nips? Is it like two loaves of bread with dip can nips?
Bye.
And I said, I don't know. I'll have to put her on the phone.
Two loaves of bread. That's crazy.
For the full uncut episode, head to patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast. For the full uncut episode, head to patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast. Patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast.